Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Gritch. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the California Angels, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts in front of the plate. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Carew steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Angels, 1. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Ott and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lynn out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Downing for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson bunts, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Summers strikes out. Ott drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Summers out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Sanchez now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ott fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ott. Leach moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Leach scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson has Brookins trapped. There's the throw to Ott and over to Hobson, who tags Brookins for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Peters moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Harlow pinch runs for Fred Lynn. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Harlow now playing center field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.